said, I found that, and there were farm scenes usually. I do a farm scene, so you get a harvester, we get one of their pieces of equipment in there. He said, I decided I'd put a red rooster in. And he says, I knew that a red rooster was wrong. I knew it didn't belong there. And I knew as soon as you take a look and say, Carl, take out the damn red rooster. Now it comes. And I get it approved. So Carl would put a red rooster in everything. And, you know, he was just homespun. And I just learned a lot from a guy like that. But I learned from everybody that I worked with. I learned from Marty Cummings. I learned from everybody because everybody is different. Marty was a doctor, and as a doctor, he expected to be listened to. That's the way he was brought up, okay? He was trained to make decisions on life and death, and he wasn't afraid to make decisions on life and death. I mean, he practiced medicine in the past. He wasn't afraid to do that. He did that. And so he didn't expect any back talk. You know, I mean, that's just the way Marty was. But Marty, I learned a lot from Marty, too. I learned things that I learned. Marty was no more charming man than Marty Cummings. When Marty Cummings wanted to get something good, he would put his arm around you the same way he put his arm around me, and there wasn't anything you wouldn't do for this guy. Okay, let me tell you, right? Yeah. He didn't put his arm around too many people.
Yeah.
But when he had to, he could. There's no question about that. Otherwise, he ran a tight ship. He ran a good ship. The National Library of Medicine was a good ship, no question about that. But you learn from everybody. I learned from the people I worked with. I learned from the people that I worked for. So, I mean, who had the most? Saul Herner had probably passed his peak in terms of R&D contribution when I knew him. Saul had a health problem then. And so Saul, he was failing in those days. I'm surprised that his wife died before he did. Hmm. But she was 10 years older than he was.
Oh.
And she was as bright as a penny. She was. You never know what her age was. And knew the field. And could speak four different languages and read four different languages.
She was 10 years older? I must have it wrong then, because I have that she was born in 37 or something, so that can't be right then.
Huh? She was 10 years older than he was, he told me.
Uh-huh.
And because he was one month younger than me. He still is.
Still is younger
than me. And so I know how old he is.
Yeah.
And his problem was that he became an alcoholic. Hmm. And to the point where he poisoned the system, and that's part of the problem he has today.
Mm.
When I worked with him, he would shuffle, but he could move.
Mm.
He'd even play tennis. He couldn't move very far, but I guess he could play doubles. Mm. You know, very far.
Has his company done okay financially over the years?
Well, I don't think Saul would stay in business if it wasn't making money.
Mm.
So I think it makes money. It doesn't make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But he never had any children, so he didn't have any expenses of raising a family.
Mm-hmm.
It can be pretty expensive today. And he made money in real estate and there were other investments. They watched their pennies. He drove 1955 or 56 Mercedes.
Mm.
Still has it. I mean, they didn't spend any money. Take my word for it.
Mm.
You know, she's Scotch, literally Scotch. She came from Scotland.
From the UK.
She's from Scotland, not just from the UK. She was from Scotland. She was Scotch, and they didn't spend any more money than they had to spend. I'm not being negative about it. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, as a result, I'm sure they accumulated some funds, so money's not a problem for him. His problem is his health.
Yeah. I'm wondering how long he can hold out for me to talk to him. I'll have to kind of play that by ear, so I want to cover play.
You won't get as much time as I've given.
Yeah, right.
Well, he won't waste as much time as I've wasted on you.
No, you have wasted. I hope you don't consider it a waste.
Wasting, you know, telling all these stories. And
no, this is great. One of your worst fears as an interviewer is that you will run into a non-storyteller, because then you just go yes, no sort of thing, and that's twice as dull as anything.
Well, stories will tell you something about people.
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't so much the story, it's what it tells you about people.
Well, is there anything that we haven't covered that you want to say in addition? Other issues, problems?
It's a great field to get into, information field. There's going to be great opportunities in packaging and repackaging, let me tell you. Because today it's, there's so much, if you pardon the expression, garbage out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning it's exciting. People are going to get tired of it.
The filtering aspect you think is going to be even more and more.
Well, because
important.
People's time is worth money.
Yeah, sure.
In the beginning it's, you know, it's like when television came on.
Mm-hmm.
Just think back when you get that 10-inch square, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, but the 10-inch square television, black and white, and there'd be one in the department store window, and there'd be crowds around to sit and watch, stand and watch this thing.
Yeah.
And it was stupid, you know. I mean, it was not clear black and white. It was kind of just stupid when you look at it. But it was exciting.
Yeah.
And people would do anything to see television. And the boob tube has that excitement today for people.
Mm-hmm.
The young kids learn it with, and it's great teaching tool, and it's entertainment, good and bad. But you know, it's like we get used to tools after a while. Okay, so what's so great about the tool? And you get tired of playing with it after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say, okay, I don't want to have to spend 2 hours looking for all this stuff over here. How can I get this stuff?
Well, one of our favorite expressions in teaching folks about the internet and about the world of information is to say, very facetiously, you know, why should, I'm trying to remember how to put it, let's see, oh, go ahead and spend 2 hours on the internet, never mind that you can go ask a librarian in 5 minutes, get the answer. And so it's that, it's the excitement of it, but at the other end, that's still...
It's not going to last.
That's right. And so you've got to
get... It's not going to last.
Packaging and such.
Color television came out. To make any difference what was on, it was color.
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to last. Now you take it for granted. You know, if it's a black and white, you don't even want to look at the damn thing.
Yeah.
See what I mean? So what's so great about color?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll stop the tape recorder, and I certainly appreciate it. I'll only get that on there officially. And